I'm Jay. She's Chelsea. Coming up on the show, oh my God, Chelsea Messenger. Do my eyes deceive me? Look at this card. Four bets on the card. That's what I'm talking about. It's that time of year. Are you in a quick home improvement story? I know you don't, but
give you a quick.
Oh God.
Do you want me to be honest?
Oh, I know. You're like, no, go back to your stupid recreational softball stories. Anything besides this. Anything. Oh, I just want to say very quickly. Last week, the back of our refrigerator was leaking, and it leaked into the condo below, which is okay. But I am responsible for that. It's our fault. And so I got the first half of the bill yesterday because the ceiling was not ruined, but ruined enough where they need to replace part of the ceiling with drywall in the condo below us. $2,200 for that nonsense. That is just... What am I going to do with that? What am I going to do? It's brutal. So I'm going to chase bets today. I'm going to win it all today on this card is what I'm going to do. What a kick in the gut.
Yeah, I feel like this is the worst part of being an adult where you're like, oh, things are going well. I've got some money to spend. Oh, no, you need to spend $1,200 on tires. You're like, what? I don't want to buy new tires. Like, it's always these adult purchases because I think when you're growing up, and like maybe this is a privileged mindset, that like when I started working, the money that I earned as a lifeguard, that went to fun stuff. I got to go to the mall. I got to buy something fun, maybe a little treat. But as you get older, you're like, no, I need to save this money for retirement. I need to pay my health insurance premium. I need to, you know, get new windows for our house. So it's one of those things that like being an adult, point blank, just sucks.
Oh, I hate being an adult. It's the worst. Like in my mind, I'm still like in my 20s, early 30s. And then I look in the mirror. I'm like, oh, no, you're not. Not even close, buddy. Now you go downstairs and you click on that PDF again and you figure out how you're going to pay for this. Good thing I'm not saving for a wedding. Like, come on, man. Honey, how do you feel about a tuxedo t-shirt? Because we can save a lot of cash there instead of getting a nice tux. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Put it on the registry.
Oh, roof. Yeah, that's a good idea. Neighbor's roof repair or ceiling repair. We'll put that in the register. Listen, I know it doesn't go to us, but it kind of does. You know, that's not a bad. That's actually not a bad idea. I've seen worse. That's a good idea. I'll take that. Well, for you, it's just going to be a bunch of baseball today. I know we talked about Blake having picture day. That'll be fun. But it's going to be really nice to have baseball today. It's when you have such an odd schedule like we do, whenever you can have sports in the afternoon, it's such a win because having these late games are just such a killer.
Yeah, like we want to go to bed nice and early. We want to be tucked in at 8:30 on the nose with our little sleepy time bear, you know, sleepy hat and pajamas. But... are we getting to best bets? Have we played the sounder yet? Let's get to it.
Time to place your bets.
Because, Jenks, I was going to go right into it. And I was like, wait. We have the sounder because Mama's got a lot of bets. So I hope you don't mind that I'm jumping on this early. All right. So first impression rose for best bets goes to the first five under. First five under 3.5 runs between the Tigers and the Guardians. So this feels like a matchup where both the pitchers should have good games because we have just seen this matchup between Gavin Williams of the Guardians and Tarik Skubal of the Tigers. Now, Tarik Skubal has been doing his best to keep his Tigers in it, but the run support just has not been there. Against the Guardians this year, 28 innings, and has only allowed 2 earned runs against Cleveland this year, including a complete game shutout earlier this season. Then you look at Gavin Williams against Detroit this year, 17 innings, allowing only 2 runs over 3 starts this year, and he's been missing a ton of bats, 21 strikeouts over his last 2 starts. So both these guys have proven that they match up well against these lineups. Plus, it's a playoff feel. First five under 3.5 is the play in the Tigers and Guardians game for -140.
Yeah, I'm going to go down that road as well and to kind of piggyback on that a little bit. Tarik Skubal, if you look at day-night splits, which is something I don't generally go into, but, you know, it matters here, especially when you have a full season to look back at because it's not like 1 or 2 starts here. And Tarik Skubal has been even better even better, 1.77 ERA during afternoon starts. So this should be a low-scoring affair. We're seeing it with the total, which has gone down from 6.5 to 6. So I'm with you. First 500, 3.5 is minus 140. What else you got?
Yeah, full card. I'm betting on every single game because why not? All right, so next up, we're going to go to the late game. Like, I'm doing these in order of the way that I like them. Like, I'm ranking them. So Dodgers moneyline plus Blake Snell, 6+ strikeouts. That's minus 120. So the Dodgers are big favorites in this game against the Reds. Hunter Green has some good stuff, but he also is susceptible to giving up the long ball. In a start against the Dodgers this season, already allowed a 3 earned runs, I believe. And then you look at Blake Snell, who has not faced the Reds this season, but he gets a Red squad that is striking out at a really high rate, especially over the last month in baseball. Top 6 K rate in baseball, and not in a good way. They're striking out 25% of the time. Spells trouble against Blake Snell, who is a strikeout artist, somebody who's won a Cy Young, and somebody who has double-digit strikeouts in 2 of his last 3 games. So I think the Dodgers win this game. I think their bats overpower the Reds, especially since this game is at home for them. So I think that's a solid play. Next up, let's go to the Red Sox on the first 5 money line. Plus 105 against the Yankees. So keep in mind, if this game is tied 0-0 in the first 5 innings, you get a push as opposed to playing the full game. But a lot of this hinges on the arm of Garrett Crochet, who has been very good. And the Red Sox have been good behind him. The Red Sox have won all 4 games in which Garrett Crochet has started. I'm a little nervous with the bullpens here, so we're going to go first 5. But Garrett Crochet has been really good against the Red Sox this season, as I mentioned, the win-loss record. And also, in the Yankees lineup, he has struck out Aaron Judge 11 of the 15 times that he has faced him. So I think this is a good matchup for the Red Sox, plus it's a rivalry. I think plus money with the Sox today is a solid play, at least in the first 5 innings. And then finally, the Cubs have been fantastic at home this year. Matt Boyd has been great. Nick Pivetta's home road splits are a little jarring here. And plus, the environment at Wrigley Stadium, when it is a playoff game, I have been to these games when my husband played for the Cubs, and it gets absolutely rocking. So I'm going to go with the Cubs at home today as well.
All right. I am also going to be on the Cubs as well, minus 115. And we're seeing this getting bet up to minus 130, minus 135 at some shops. So still a good price here. And Nick Pivetta, as good as he's been for San Diego this season, has not been nearly as good on the road, where his ERA bumps up to 3.55. Last time he was at Wrigley, he fared okay against the Cubs. 3 runs over 3 innings. But the Cubs, as we know, very, very good at home this season. 50-39 straight up. Padres 38-43 away from San Diego. I like the price on the home team here. Minus 115. Let's go, Cubbies. And I'm going to go Dodgers -1 hosting the Reds. If you want the Dodgers on the run line, you can get them at plus money. That's probably a better play for most people here. But there is a big pitching mismatch here between Blake Snell and Hunter Green. Hunter Green, very good for the Reds this season at home. When he is away from Cincinnati, his ERA jumps by more than 3 runs. Dodgers with a clear hitting advantage, as they usually have, 3rd in slugging, 3rd in OPS against right-handers. And Blake Snell at home this year, 5-1 with a 1.17 ERA. Dodgers taking care of business today against the Reds. All right, before we get to Sammy P, who's logged in and ready to go, let's bring in the dogster.
Good morning. I'm still pumped about golf, and I can't wait until this week's Ryder Cup. USA! USA!
Dogster, you know the Ryder Cup is every 2 years, right?
No, it's not. I'll see you this weekend at Hazeltine.
No, not correct. Ryder Cup is in Ireland in 2027. You know that.
What?
Yeah, that's every 2 years.
So who do I yell at this weekend?
I don't know. Maybe you watch some football.
How about this? This show sucks. This show sucks.
Whoa, hey, come on. Dogster, that's not nice. Give us a bet.
Okay, Tigers at the Guardians, under 6.
Okay. Well, here's someone who never sucks. Always on point. Of course, I'm talking about Sam Panayotovic. Sammy P. Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, ready to go. How you doing, buddy?
You can yell at me, Donkster. You can scream at me. You can do whatever you want.
You look great! You look great!
Oh, no. How long do we have to do this? Can I ask about sports? All right. So let me ask. So we're a big baseball betting show. We bet on baseball a lot. So, like, today is a big day for us. Are you dialed into the MLB postseason?
Not as much as I'd like to, if we're being completely honest. I did laugh, though, that I was going to come on and say nothing says playoffs like Matthew Boyd, and you both came out Cubs, and I'm like, oh, the conflict is good, right? You trust Matthew Boyd in a playoff game?
He's been really good.
I mean, the numbers aren't bad. Like, what's your primary complaint against him?
It's Matthew
Boyd. Like, he's just not a number one?
I love when you look at the numbers and you're like, it's still Matthew Boyd. It's like, it's still Jack Leiter. That kind of thing.
I've just bet on so many pitchers over the years that did really well in the regular season, and then they get to the playoffs and they start shaking. Not that he's going to do that.
I feel about Max Fried.
Yeah. I understand it. Sometimes playoffs just, they're a different animal for some of these pitchers that have never done it before. I think we should do a side bet. I think it's me against you two. What are we betting? Donkster? Custody for a
weekend. Custody. Let's do that. Sammy P. Oh, my God. We got to go. That's it for the day.
You can have him.
We'll talk to you soon, Sammy P. Have a great day.
Bye.
Oh, we're still going? We still got an hour? Oh, we got time? Oh, my God. I thought, I was out way early on that. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Thank God. I saw, I was like, whoa.
Don't speak so soon, man.
Is this, okay, be honest, though, Sammy P. How much of this is you loving the White Sox? Because you're a White Sox guy as opposed to the Cubs.
Oh, it has nothing to do with that.
No, it doesn't. This is just pure Matthew Boyd. You don't like Matthew Boyd.
I mean, it's not personal. I just don't. I don't trust Matthew Boyd.
Okay, that's fair.
I accept that he doesn't feel like a number one starter. Like, some of these guys are aces. He does not feel like that.
All right,
custody,
we'll see who's right.
On the line.
Custody today. On the line. Donkster. Whatever happens today, we could lose him tomorrow. This could be his last appearance on the show. All right, that's going to do it for us here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Up next is Bet Sweats. I'm Jinx. That's Chelsea. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you.